WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch, I'm Richard Cantu. A step forward in averting a shutdown.
The yeas are 366, the nays 34, one member voting present. The bill is passed.
The House passing and sending to the Senate a bill to keep the government running past tonight.
The bill would keep agencies funded through March 14th. It provides full federal funding for the repair of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. It bolsters disaster relief and farm aid. But other provisions negotiated and agreed to by Republican and Democratic leaders were stripped out. For the moment, the GOP has set aside President-elect Trump's demand to get Congress to lift the debt ceiling. Republicans say they'll tackle that when they hold the majority in both houses early next year.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We are set up for a big and important new start in January. We can't wait to get to that point. We encourage swift passage in the Senate.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Staying safe on the ice requires a bit of preparation and forethought, says Tom Drzewicki, owner of Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery in Suamico.
You should fish with somebody else. You need a charged cell phone. You need a noise-making device. You need an air horn. You need a whistle. These ice picks that go around your neck for a self-rescue, they're like two little ice picks that on little handles. They've been around for probably 50 years. They work very well.
Drzewicki says the most important safety measure is to let people know where you're going. He says yesterday's snowfall on top of thin ice will be messy and dangerous as temperatures rise over the next week. Following Monday's school shooting in Madison, there's a cloud of collective grief throughout Wisconsin. Then there are the people with their own struggles, missing a loved one, a broken relationship, or just being away from the people they care about. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report that the holidays just make them feel worse. Psychiatrist Dr. Ibrahim Sablaban says that sadness is a universal human emotion and should be embraced.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppress feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, to connect with someone for free and confidential support. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 20s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s. Dry and mid 30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Currently 21 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes here with our guest, Matt Miller, before we let him go either cheer for or against Notre Dame. He sounds on the fence, but we will let him out of his non-existent contract here. But I do want to say, folks, get in on the fun. We have a lot of texts we have to get to. What is your favorite Christmas carol? That is tonight's question. We'll probably read them again on the Christmas Eve version of or episode of Nightlight. Matt, I want to tell you, I got a text from Joe in the 715. He says, great points about shared cinematic universes by Matt. Sick of them. However, this is a complete contradiction, but the new Superman movie looks really good. So I know you said you saw the trailer. What do you think?
It's true. I do think the new Superman movie looks pretty good. It's James Gunn who did really good work. Obviously, he turned a sentient tree and a sassy raccoon into movie stars with Guardians of the Galaxy. And I've liked a lot of his stuff. I believe he co-wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake. That's really good. I think it looks really good. The part that I don't like about the Superman trailer is when it becomes a parade of other superheroes. When midway through the trailer, it's like, Green Lantern will be there and Hawk Girl will be there. You're excited about Hawk Girl, right? And Mr. Terrific or whatever.
Not to be confused with Hawk to a Girl. That's a totally different kind of superhero.
Yeah, this one saves people, whereas Hawk to a Girl scams you of crypto. Who would have guessed that the Hawk to a Girl might not be a responsible financial choice?
Yeah, I got to read up on that. I just saw some tidbits.
You really don't.
One of my pet peeves is when I started hating superhero movies when they all had to be friends and figure stuff out. Like, it's more gritty and street and whatever when it's Batman being a badass or Superman or just one superhero. Why do we have to combine them all?
I just think we forgot how the Marvel Cinematic Universe started. We forget that it started with a really good Iron Man movie, and then it went on and had a good Thor movie,
right?
And had a good Captain America movie, and had a good, you know, they set the groundwork and they were like, hey, you like Iron Man, you like Thor, you like Captain America, we bet you'll like them all in the same movie. And we did. And now they're trying to like wedge these heroes in other movies, and every movie feels like a spinoff of another movie, which feels like a spinoff of another movie. Nothing feels like the genuine article anymore. Yeah. And that's very frustrating. And it's the reason why people are tuning out of a lot of these comic book movies, that, you know, they're trying to do these expanded universes, and they're trying to do it with these kind of minor characters that they're not even really establishing well. So listen, I really hope Superman turns out to be good. Hollywood and movie theaters, and they're kind of like the Yankees and the Dodgers, where you don't root for them, but the sports are better when those cities are good, when like New York is involved and when LA is involved. That's how I feel about comic book movies, where it's like, I don't love them. I don't think they're the best things ever, but Hollywood's probably in a better place if those movies are good and make a little bit of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, I'd be fine if adult dramas did well, too. That'd be great.
I would love that as well. So there's some good films, kind of a nice assortment opening this week, Matt. The weekend and then on Christmas Day, you've got A Complete Unknown Christmas Day. This weekend, The Fire Inside, reviewing very well. Nosferatu, Mufasa, Sonic 3, all of them are getting pretty good reviews. Do you have any thoughts on what's opening?
Yeah, it's a weird Christmas because normally there's one big obvious blockbuster. There's an Avatar, there's Spider-Man, you know. Last year you had Aquaman, you know. There's normally one big movie and then kind of, you know, a nice assortment or elsewhere. And this year doesn't quite have that. I think Sonic the Hedgehog and Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, are all going to do well. But then on Christmas Day, you've kind of got a lot of movies for adults. You know, you've got the Bob Dylan biopic, which I think is going to perform really well. They're selling it well. I've heard good things about it. I've heard good things about Timothy Chalamet in the role. But then you've also got Nosferatu, which I don't know if that movie will perform well at the box office. I'm not sure if a dark vampire remake is exactly what people are looking for this time of year, but I've heard tremendous things about it. It's from the director of The Lighthouse and The Witch, which are really good movies, so I'm excited about that. And then you've got Baby Girl, which is this Nicole Kidman erotic thriller that's supposed to be really good as well. And then The Fire Inside, which is this based on a true story boxing movie about a young black female boxer who becomes an Olympian. And it's written by Barry Jenkins, who many of you may know as the Best Picture winner for Moonlight and who directed the incredibly good If Beale Street Could Talk. You know, I'm really excited about that one. You know, it's this interesting Christmas where because of the strikes that happened, you know, a lot of stuff got pushed around and this isn't maybe the showiest Christmas ever, but you're getting a lot of really interesting movies coming out and I hope people show up for them. I hope these movies do well and Hollywood is like, oh my gosh, dramas for adults, go figure, maybe well. Oh wow, erotic thrillers, we could make those again. Oh wow, romantic comedies, we could make those again. I would love to see a diversity of genres back in movie theaters again, doing well. You know, that'd be great. That would be my Christmas gift.
Yeah, you and me both. What are you hearing about The Brutalist? It's getting really good reviews. Adrian Brody's supposed to be good. I think that might open on Christmas Day too. But
I think that is a limited release right now. I think that's probably just New York, LA, maybe Chicago. I would expect if you're looking for it in Milwaukee or Wisconsin area, that'll probably come mid-January, maybe even late January after the Oscar nominations. You know, that's when we get a lot of those indie movies now because they want to get, you know, they want to get the nominations. They want to get some buzz going there as opposed to now where you come out, you know, unless you're nerds like us, you don't really know these movies exist maybe yet. But I've heard really good things about The Brutalist. It's long. It's got an intermission. Remember those? But people are saying it's got an intermission, which is kind of fun. And honestly, if you're a movie theater, don't you kind of want that? Like, don't you kind of want the opportunity to maybe sell a little bit more candy, sell a little bit more popcorn?
And they need an intermission. It's like over 3.5 hours long. So that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a big boy. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. One more movie I want to ask you about, Matt, before I ask you what your favorite Christmas carol is. Flo. I've heard Flo is really just a treasure.
It's been a great year for animated movies, and that is one of my favorites of the bunch. It is this, I believe, I'm trying to remember what country it's from. I think Latvia. It's a Latvian animated indie movie, totally wordless, utterly dialogue-free, about a cat who its world floods, and it has to learn how to survive with like a capybara and a bird and like all these kind of misfit animals. And they have to figure out how to survive together. And obviously you can kind of pick up on the real world allegory this might be going with, but it's really, I was on the, honestly, I went into it very skeptical because to me it looked like a video game. It's an indie animation. So it's not, you know, the kind of Pixar, or the kind of big money animation you're maybe used to. But I just fell into that world and became really in love with these quiet but expressive animals that we're following. And it's a beautiful story, really compelling. I believe it is still showing right now at the AMC Mayfair in the Milwaukee area. Highly worth your time checking that out. Hopefully it gets a little bit of a wider release when more nominations come out and it hopefully picks up maybe a few more awards along the way. But yeah, that's one of my favorites of the year. Flow, F-L-O-W. Really good.
Good to know. Yeah, that's on my list too. This has been fun, Matt. We covered a lot of ground tonight, buddy. You have a favorite Christmas carol?
Absolutely. It is the Christmas song, the chestnuts roasting on an oven. That song feels like a warm mug of hot chocolate to me. I hear that song and it feels like Christmas. I hear it and my brain, just the Christmas lights appear. I just think that song is just a 2 minutes of wonder.
It is great. And do you have a favorite, the Nat King Cole, or just does it matter?
I think I probably go Nat King Cole. I think I go Classic, but I think that's why it's so good too, is no matter who sings it, as long as they have a decent, respectable voice, you know, as long as they're not me singing it, it's a beautiful song. So it's perfect. It's like the Ave Maria of Christmas. It's perfect no matter
who's singing. Nicely put. Thank you, buddy. This is fun, Matt. I hope you have a great Christmas. Yeah. Great holidays, and good luck or bad luck, Notre Dame. However you want to dice this thing up is totally up to you.
I'll win either way. If they lose, I won't be heartbroken. And if they win, happy house, you know?
Fantastic. Thank you, buddy. Have a great night.
You as well. Thanks for having me, Matt.
All right. That's Matt Miller. Check out his work at A Man About Film. He does great work on his Substack. If you Google Matt Miller, A Man About Film Substack, you will find all of Matt's writings, and they're all very good. Do we have time to read some texts here, K-Man?
Yeah.
Let's get to it. This is a good question. People are getting into it. I'm going to try to scroll up here. Where am I here? Okay, here we go. Mary from Tosa says, Feliz Navidad, number one for me. You know what's crazy is, who would have thought Christmas songs or carols could be so polarizing? Because we heard Feliz Navidad last night is people's least favorite.
Yeah.
But I think it's more about being overplayed. But I'm with you, Mary. I love that song. It's just such a happy song. I love it. Tom from Jackson says, has anyone mentioned the Christmas music compilation called Christmas in the Air by Walter Schumann? This was from around 1959. Beautiful sound, especially in stereo. Real earworm. I'm not familiar with that, Tom, but you know what? That's what we're all about here. So thank you for sharing that. And if people are interested, check that out. That's Walter Schumann, Christmas in the Air. Cool. From the 262, Jim in K-Town says, just remembered the Kinks. What was their song? Yeah, they did a Christmas song. I can't remember. I'll Google that though. Thank you, Jim. Eric from Lodi says, I'm with you, Pete. Silent Night is my favorite classic Christmas song. You should try out Enya's Celtic version of it. Eric, I had like 3 CDs of Enya in the 90s, and I would put it on as background music. I love that music. I don't know if it's because I have Irish blood or what the deal is, but it's like a little background escape. So thank you for the suggestion. Judy from Lodi says, favorite Christmas songs. Silver Bells by Bob Hope, a wonderful singer. Last Christmas by Wham, love George Michael, and any classic songs like Ave Maria by Bing Crosby or others. Love old school singers. Judy, I am with you. That's a great text. Who is it? Oh, it was Pardo last night that said he liked, Jimmy Pardo liked Last Christmas, but only when Wham sung it. That was interesting. He doesn't want to hear other people singing it. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
We got to go.
All right. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Baba.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song.
How smooth is Sinatra? I mean, one of the things I love, like, the great crooners, they can, their range is incredible, and they can go high and low, and their facial expression doesn't really change. Like, some of these pop singers today, Jessica Simpson does this. And maybe Bieber. Are you still a believer?
We talked about that last night before the show about I showed you a little bit of his song Mistletoe.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can do without it.
I didn't hate it, but my point was that, like, when you're a great singer, you don't have to contort your face to hit notes. Like, and that's what I love about the crooners, and Sinatra was so great at that.
I would say if you don't have to do a Christmas song either. If you're a good singer, you don't have to do one.
Exactly. I think they feel like they have to, though. Hey, it's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be joining us at 7:35 with new music, and it's really good and great conversations. Always fun to talk to Terry. Also, if you have a New Year's resolution, we're going to have a special New Year's Eve show here that we're going to pre-record, so we will not have a question that night. But if you want to share your New Year's Eve's or New Year's resolutions with us, you can do that and email us ahead of time at nightlight@civicmedia.us. That's N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. So we will be happy to read your New Year's resolutions. If we don't get a ton of emails, I think people like texting more live, and I don't blame you. It's more fun to do that. But maybe we can make that our question on Monday too, Conrad. That could be fun. Or next Monday, get some New Year's Eve's. I need some suggestions. Every year it's like soda, I'll give up soda, you know, try to go to the gym more. It's like a broken record player. So let's get back to our texts. Our question is, what is your favorite Christmas carol? And Daniel from Manassas says, I love Andy Williams' voice. So It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is my favorite. Now that's another one that last night was not someone's favorite, was someone's least favorite. This is crazy. Like, people just, it's all so relative and subjective. It's great. Daniel continues saying, It's a Wonderful Life gets more poignant the more I age. Great movie. My favorite bizarre moment is the quick cut to a smiling Clarence the Angel as George contemplates jumping off the bridge. I never noticed that. That's so funny. I love little things like that people notice in movies. Daniel, thank you for the text. Now I will be looking for it. Tom from Jackson, checking in again, says, also Silent Night by Mercy Me. They do the song in a bluegrass style. Once you hear it, you will want to hear it again and again. Getting some great suggestions here from Tom. He is our aficionado on good Christmas carols for sure. Thank you, Tom. Judy from Lodi says, again, love, It's a Wonderful Life. I take to heart if the message that friends and family is more rich and happy than a rich man like Potter. Love over money. It is a wonderful film with a great cast and story that I must watch every year. You and millions of other people, Judy, and there's kind of a cool thing in that too, to connect in the collective consciousness of everybody through a movie. How cool. Tom from Jackson again says, old Christmas movie, Christmas in Connecticut, 1944, with Barbara Stanwyck, Sidney Greenstreet, and Henry Morgan. Oh, Colonel Potter. Fun old movie. Thank you, Tom, again. Tom checks in again, says, also one of my favorite 1942 movies has to be I Married a Witch with Veronica Lake. Interesting. I have not seen that. Veronica Lake, a beautiful movie star in the 1940s. Not as well known as some others, but she was a good actress too. Tom continues saying Veronica Lake has her signature hairstyle and is so petite and cute in the movie. The leading man was Frederick March. Great actor. Tom, where you been this whole time? I mean, I know Tom's texted before, but I think we hit a chord here. He knows a lot about what we're talking about tonight. It's fantastic. Steady Eddie checks in and says, Pete, when I was five, my favorite Christmas song was Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg. Batmobile lost a wheel, and the Joker got away. That is kind of clever. I remember singing that, too. Not bad lyrics, though, even though it's just kind of a parody. As an adult, some of my favorites have been Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, Vince Guaraldi's O Tannenbaum, The Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling. I can't pick just one. He continues saying, Pete, I've been working on my Jimmy Stewart impression. Please fill in for me, Pete, and do your Jimmy Stewart in my place if you feel well enough. Steady Eddie just made me cough. I'll try to do some Jimmy Stewart. Conrad, remind me, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. I have a cold, so if it sucks, I can blame the cold or whatever I have. I have no idea what it is. Steady Eddie says, Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, Pete and Conrad. Merry Christmas, Nightlight listeners. Steadfast Edward. P.S. Pete, feel better soon. Eddie, your text made me feel better. Thank you so much, my friend. Always great to hear from you every night. In fact, if I had a fever, Eddie's text is good enough to bring it down a couple degrees. And, I don't have a fever. But
and just like that, you're healed.
Just like that. A steady healing powers of a steady Eddie text. Jim from Appleton says, Emerson, Lake, and Plamer. I think he means Palmer. He says, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I believe in Father Christmas. My favorite classic one is Carol of the Bells. Yes, great song. God, there's so many you forget about them. When I was a kid, we had, my parents had a Christmas album by the Raycon of Singers. And they did Silver Bells and Frosty the Snowman. And they were just such a fun, they were so voice talented. And the first thing I did when I was an adult, I went out and I bought the CD of the Raycon of Singers. And a lot of these songs people are suggesting here remind me of that. So kind of a fun fun night, fun question. We have to reread these, Conrad, I think, on our Christmas Eve special.
Of course, yes.
When we give Luke the, when Luke drops by for his quiz. Oh, Father Christmas, got a call. Okay, who called you? Whose text was that about the Kinks?
Yeah, I'm looking back. I just... gotta find that again.
The song was Father Christmas. I know, yes. I've heard a Kinks Christmas song, but for some reason I've just completely forgotten about it.
And he did sing it for me a little bit. So
he did sing what?
he said, I think it was that was Jim from K-Town. So
Jim from K-Town. Okay. Tom is saying no sound. Are we having technical issues, K-Man?
I don't believe
or
so.
Is that the name of a song I'm not pronouncing properly? All right, it's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will join us after a Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. We are barreling towards the last weekend before Christmas. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. This is Nightlight with Beach Wobble. We're coming right back.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Memorials and funerals have been set following the Abundant Life Christian School shooting in Madison on Monday. Savannah Tomei Olson continues to update us on this tragic story.
Funerals have been set for the two victims who were killed at Abundant Life Christian School. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara will be laid to rest tomorrow. It's at City Church, which is attached to the school over on the east side. And Aaron West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Middleton. Both will be live-streamed for people in the community who want to pay their respects. Meanwhile, even through the snow, the memorial at Abundant Life has grown. There are two big crosses with flowers and candles. A reminder that if you'd like to support the families in the Abundant Life community, you can donate to the Recovery Fund. It's hosted by the Dane County United Way. People have now donated about $70,000.
A quick trip on Racine Road in Menasha sold a winning $50,000 Powerball ticket Wednesday. This is the second big winner at this quick trip. Earlier this year, another player won $20,000. Yuletide begins at 3:20 a.m. Saturday. Also known as the winter solstice, Yule is celebrated as one of the winter holidays, says Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld.
Not only for people involved in nature religion, pagans, druids, Wiccans, panentheists, pantheists, my church is in the woodses, and all of that, but for the larger community, because there are a lot of people very interested in solstice now.
As Yule is the celebration that welcomes the lengthening of days, its most recognizable form of celebration is the burning of the Yule log. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 years later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 years later. 28 years later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 years later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy, on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 20s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s, dry and mid-30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
The award-winning Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen. She's won so many awards, she needs two mantles over her fireplace. It looks a little strange in the living room, but you got to be able to put those awards somewhere. She is the one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio and does so much here at Civic Media and is our friend and our favorite guest of the week on our favorite night of the week. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Pete. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to see you, actually.
I know. Look at us. We're actually sort of on TV together. If anybody can see the video stream, I'm actually here with you. I got a new computer.
I know.
Wonderful new things are happening.
They're here to stay. Computers are not going anywhere. It seems like you resisted it, but I'm glad you finally caved. And now we get to see each other when we talk. So it's very cool.
Excellent. I love this. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's been a good week. This is probably my favorite week of the year, Terry. The week before Christmas, like it's just kind of in the air. You got the lights up. I'm a little behind on decorations this year for various reasons, but I love this week. I don't know. It's been fun.
Awesome. I know we've talked a little bit about gifts and shopping. Any luck? Yeah. Are you done?
Almost. I'll get there. It's kind of a down to the wire thing every year. I am a self-admitted horrible gift getter. In fact, gift buyer. When we are sitting around doing our gift exchange, three or four times throughout, I'll see someone a gift they got someone else, and I'll go, oh, you know, it's like I can't think of that.
Why?
What about you?
I think of that. Yeah.
You're a good gift buyer.
I'm okay. You know, it depends who the person is. A lot of times I'll try to buy throughout the year just because, oh, I might not find that thing again. And I know that person would really like it. But we played Rudolph Bingo with my in-laws last weekend. And I got to tell you, that was a great way to do gifts. You each brought one almost like a white elephant gift.
Okay.
We had so much fun. And then you're stealing the gifts away once they're open because you know, oh, I really want that gift. I don't want this one.
That's a pretty good idea. That's great because then the pressure is kind of off in a way too. Like somebody might get it, not like it. Somebody that steals it might love it. So you can't really lose. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really
well. As always, it's great to have you here on this Friday night. So let's jump in. Who do you want to talk about first? I love Jeffrey James, Mars Hall.
Yeah, okay, let's start there. Holiday song, the surprise holiday song.
Yeah,
as our second part.
Great idea.
Okay,
all right. So tell us about Jeffrey James.
I met him years ago and liked him instantly. He is just a smile all the time, and he cares so much about everyone he meets. He's one of those guys that remembers everyone's name, and he tours the world. I'm not kidding. This album that he is working on right now will then be his sixth album during 8 years and 15 tours of the entire world.
Wow.
I know. And, you know, you'll ask him, where are you from? And I know he stays with friends in Madison quite often. So I guess he would say he's based in Wisconsin. But he always says, I'm based everywhere and nowhere.
So he lives in Madison, though, part of the year?
Yeah, part of the time. He is here right now, and I've been chasing him, honestly, for a long time to get him to be on our Max Inc. Radio music show. Finally, tomorrow night, it's going to happen. He'll be live in the studio with us from 9 to 10 o'clock all across the Civic Media Radio Network. He's got new songs to play. He's got fabulous old songs that he has written while he's been on tour to all these different countries. And I'm just really looking forward to, first of all, seeing him, hearing him. He doesn't play around the Madison area very often. So I think we're going to have some folks come and join us for his show. Looking forward to it.
Why doesn't he play around Madison much?
You know, I think it's one of those where some musicians, now I'm guessing, some musicians like to play at home, you know, since we're calling Madison kind of a home base, less than everywhere else. Because that way, when they do have a Madison show or wherever they might be playing in Wisconsin, it's extra special because they haven't played here in a while.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay if I love the song? I don't know if I'm saying it right, Terry, but Veda Woo.
I think so. I mean, I guess I will get that exact pronunciation from him tomorrow night. One thing I know about this song, it was written when he was in Wyoming, and his grandmother added a special line to the song. So we'll have to see if we can pick that out of the song.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Well, let's. Terry Barr is here. It's Barman Friday night. We're gonna lead off with a Jeffrey James song. You can hear him tomorrow night on Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio at between 9 and 10. Here is a song. We think it's pronounced Veda Woo, but I love this song. Conrad, let's roll it.
Okay.
If I see it in your eye again, you make me feel alive again. See it in your eye again, my old friend, my old friend. And won't you take me to the place where the rocks speak to you? And won't you take me to the space where it's a sacred element? Vida vu, vida vu, vida vu. Won't you pack your bags? We're headed to the desert today. Picture of the sun setting on the rocks out of the city. You're so pretty, stars shine bright. Vida vu, vida vu, vida vu, vida vu. This fills your heart up, wherever you are. Hope this fills your heart up, near and far. And I'm just a traveling man with my guitar. Hope this fills your heart up, wherever you are. Wherever you are.
Pete, you're muted.
There we go. I had a coughing fit and muted it, so I'm back. I was just saying, I don't even know why I like that song so much. It's just a great song.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it means, but he's got such a great voice. Yeah. And it complements his music. The guitar is so beautiful. What do you make of that song? And it's Veda Woo, I guess. Okay.
Well, you were close, and I think it is a park or something close to it in Wyoming where he has visited, and it's so much that he wrote this song about it. But again, we'll find out a whole lot more tomorrow night. I love his music so much. It just, there's something about it. And like you said, I'm not even sure what it is. There's just something.
It sounds like a poet. It sounds like a poem put to just sort of complimentary music, but it was very kind of intoxicating. I really liked that song. And I liked Walkthrough. You sent the other song Walkthrough. When I listened to that, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I heard Vita Vu, and I was like, oh, so thank you for indulging me. I wanted to play
absolutely. I love that you get to choose which song you want to play, so that's really fun.
We give us great options, so thank you for that. That's Jeffrey James. He will be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. The show is on from 6 to midnight, a 6-hour show every week. That's incredible. And Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10, and that's when you can hear more of Jeffrey James. And he'll do how many songs, Terry, in an hour?
Oh, you know, if we're lucky and, you know, we stop the chatter at some point, because we love to ask them questions when they're visiting, too.
Yeah.
We can fit 6 songs in an hour.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yes. And he's working on this new album again. So we know we're going to get some new songs, but his old songs are gorgeous. So I look forward to hearing some of those again, too.
Well, is that one a newer one or is that an older one?
I think this one was from his most recent album. Okay. And I don't think it's that old. It may only be 2 years ago, because he did win some Madison Area Music Awards and a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award within the last year. And that's kind of the parameters when it comes to if you are eligible to win. So this song can only be 2 years old.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we get some background on Mars Hall? And you brought a Christmas song, which is fantastic. And we can play that if you want to give us a little background, and then we can come back after the break and play that song.
Mars Hall is living in the 80s, and they are proud of it, Pete. Oh, they are just, they keep saying, if you love the 80s and you just keep playing all your old music from the 80s, forget about it, because we've got brand new 80s music for you. Classic rock band. The band is made up of guys from all across southern Wisconsin. They too are award winners. They've been around a really long time. But the interesting thing, they've recently started touring the Midwest and are really building a name for themselves. They are often played on a podcast in the UK and have become one of the top bands on this UK podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just went to their website when you were talking about them. They look like they're from the 80s or even the 70s. Yeah. Like, these are not young guys.
No.
And are they just starting to get track? I mean, obviously, I'm sure they have a following, but are they more getting more popular still with age?
They are. They're booked out now all across the Midwest. I think they're taking a little break because, like other bands right now in the winter, it's always a good time to get into the studio. So that's what they're doing. The song we're going to hear, they created this one just a week and a half ago, I believe he told me.
Okay.
And I just love the whole story behind it. They're just really a cool bunch of guys too. They've got the vibe, they've got the look, and you know, they always say, at least this is what I've heard from music experts, if you catch on outside of the US, as they have now in the UK, you are sure to come back and be a huge hit in the US. So I think that's what they're looking towards.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they've got the hair and they've got the music. So, all right, we will hear Mars Hall when we come back. A Christmas song, fittingly, that Terry Barr has brought with us tonight, for us tonight on Barman Friday Night. We'll be right back, and we will hear that song, and we will shut things down here with the help of Terry Barr. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlife on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Way of glory, say the day. Living peace, so peace on earth. When we come, every child must be made aware. Every child.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
What? He would talk like that.
Like get that. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we can get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Waba. Thank you for being with me on a Friday night. And it is special tonight because it is a bar band Friday night like we do every week here with our friend Terry Barr, who is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can check out every Saturday night on the network here at Civic Media from 6 to 12 midnight, 6 p.m. to 12 midnight. Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10. And we do this every week. Terry brings us great music and we get to talk to her about it, which is fun. I was just looking up Mars Hall. Yeah. On their website, and they look like, you have to go check out their website, folks. It's marshall.com. They just look like these weathered, cool rock stars. And you just kind of look at them and you want to go see them in concert. It's really cool.
Well, the hair, as you mentioned, they've got the hair.
They've got the hair.
The clothes, the way they kind of present themselves. Oh, they are classic rock through and through, and their music is really terrific.
Yeah,
and they don't just stand around when they're on stage.
Okay.
They run all over the place. Yeah.
That's good to know, too. I love that. I mean, what are we doing here? It's a rock concert.
Right.
and, you know, they're handsome guys, but they look like they've lived. You know, they've been in bars. It's just they have a cool look. It's actually MarsHallRockBand.com. Check it out. All right, this is the song. This is a Christmas song that they wrote that you brought for us tonight. And it's called, what's it called, Terry?
Almost Time for Christmas.
There it is, Almost Time for Christmas.
They decided about a week and a half ago to do this. Well, imagine the scramble. You haven't even written the words yet. So now you're writing the song, you're recording the song, you invite a bunch of your friends to come in and play on the song. And they churned it out and made it happen. I got a message from the guitar player who sat in with them. His name is Kurt Quickle. And Kurt said, Terry, you got to check this out. It's not like, you know, any of our traditional songs for the holiday that we hear. And that's what I think I liked so much about it. It's something new and different.
I like it. I could not agree more. Let's hear. This is Almost Time for Christmas by Mars Hall.
Thank you.
It's almost time for Christmas. The time is getting near. Children on their best behavior around this time of year. It won't be long till Santa comes with presents all around. Father puts up Christmas lights so our house will be found. Santa works his reindeer, corralled out by the barn. Gertrude's in the toy shop knitting bobbles out of yarn. The snow is getting deeper, the nights are getting long. Everywhere you go it seems you hear a Christmas song. Children playing in the yard with people made of snow. The stockings will be hung to dry near the fire's glow. Meanwhile at the North Pole, a quickening to the pace. No concerns or worries from the look on Santa's face. Grandma's in the kitchen, mother trims the tree. Father's with the neighbors, caroling with glee. The kids are off to school rehearsing for the Christmas show. It's a holiday spectacular and everyone will go. Santa's in the courtyard, loading up the sleigh. Donna's chopping at the bit, tomorrow's Christmas Day. To bed, they close their eyes and ponder the words their mother said. Lest we forget the meaning of the day, the Christmas child was born today to show us all the way. It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. It's almost time for Christmas, it's our favorite time of year. It's almost time for Christmas, spread good tidings and good cheer. It's almost time for Christmas and a happy new year.
I like that little medley at the end. Yay! That's so cool.
And guess what, Pete?
What?
This is an exclusive, first time on the radio on your show, this song.
Wow. Nice. Well, thank you very much for that, Terry. Yeah. That's fantastic. You never cease to amaze me. That's great. Thank you for bringing that. And thank you for introducing me to Jeffrey James. Outstanding stuff as always, my friend. And I hope you have a great Christmas and happy holidays. Thanks so much.
And same to you and Conrad and all of your listeners. Thank you so much. Love working with you guys.
Thank you, man. Back at you. Have a great show tomorrow night. All right. That's Terry Barr. Nice that we can see her now, Conrad. That's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you to Terry. Great stuff from Jeffrey James and Mars Hall. I'd like to thank all my guests tonight, Matt Miller, Terry Barr, and you, the texter. You guys crushed it tonight with text. Thank you so much. Monday night, we'll be here with Ben Reiser talking movies. He's from the Wisconsin Film Festival. Christy Barlament and Ed the Diver will be here. They are clean water pioneers. They'll be here Monday night. And another text from Kate who says Last Christmas is her favorite song. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you. Hey, Con, what's yours?
Football.
Care to go into details?
I love Green Bay Packer football during this time. 2010, during the Packers' run to the Super Bowl, spending time with my family, watching every game, just having that hope that they could do it that year.
Do you have any warm wishes for all of our WGBW and WISS listeners?
I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government shutdown watch. I'm Richard Cantu. A government shutdown less likely. The House passing a bill keeping the bureaucracy running. It does not include a key demand of President-elect Trump.
It is clear that Mike Johnson did not, in this legislation, give Donald Trump what he wanted, which is a raising of the debt ceiling. Now, what Republicans have said is that they came to this deal that they're going to raise the debt ceiling with spending cuts in the new year when they have control of both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate and the White House.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, Maryland Democratic Jamie Raskin.
We voted this way because we've got to keep the government of the United States open. We're not going to have a shutdown right before the end of the year, but I think that Mike Johnson has discredited himself as a negotiating partner because he caved in to Elon Musk and eventually to Donald Trump.
The Senate still has to vote on the measure tonight. This is ABC News.